Well, good morning and welcome to The Drive. It is 6:37 in the morning on Wednesday, March 27th. Four more days and March is over. I don't know about you guys, but like every month at my age lately, time is just flying. It is just going by so fast, and it's just always, it always astonishes me. But anyway, I hope you guys are doing well midweek, and God is still on the throne. He's still working. He's still moving. I woke up a little later this morning at 5-something. I know many of you are like, that's not late, but I mean, I guess for me, it's a little bit late, but still, I'm about to drive, go to the gym. I had a good time with seeking the Lord this morning, I was in the Gospel of Matthew this morning, and just kind of wading through the Word and seeing what God has, and I love it. It's an adventure. Trusting the Lord is an adventure, but there are obstacles, there are difficulties, there are exhortations, and as we're going through this, one of the things that Jesus says, and it's kind of reminiscent of what John the Baptist said when he was in the Jordan, and the religious leaders came, he kind of rebuked them. Well, Jesus here in Matthew says, "You brood of vipers," to the religious leaders. You know, the religious leaders, the scribes, the Pharisees, the Sadducees, these groups like were rebuked the most by Jesus. He rebuked them the most out of anyone else. It's telling. I feel like if Jesus were here physically walking the earth in ministry right now, he'd rebuke a lot of religious leaders, because they don't have the right motivation. They're not founded upon Jesus. They don't even know the Lord. A lot of them aren't even saved, and it's crazy, but here's what he says. Jesus says, "You brood of vipers, how can you speak good when you are evil?" Wow. He says, "For out of the abundance of the heart, the mouth speaks." So, man, he rebukes them like crazy, and he points to their heart. Remember, the Lord Jesus is always, and God, the Word of God, it's always pointed towards the heart. It is always about the heart. It's not about external things. It's not about surface level matters. It's about the heart. How's your heart? I know these actions that you're doing, whether good or bad, good or evil, but how's the heart behind those actions? I mean, the heart, at the heart in the Christian life, here's something. When I was going through seminary in 2008 and 9, we talked so much about the heart. It came to the point where I was like, what do we talk about the heart? What is the heart? And it's not the physical beating heart in your chest, right? It is, the heart is the core of the Christian being. The core of who you are. Everything that makes you, you. And that's the heart. And so, what's in there? You know what I'm saying? Like, what is in your heart? What are some things that are maybe compromises? Is there anything in your heart that needs to be surgically removed, if you will? And that's a great question, honestly, to ask. I'm not saying obsess over it, but do some self-evaluation. Lord, is there anything in my heart that is not from you? Is there anything that I think, oh, this is a liberty, but it's really a sin? Is there anything that I should be convicted about? Is there anything that you need to remove or work on? I have a friend who has been having some heart issues for quite some time now, and so they recently put something in his heart. It was a heart monitor, but it's like, you know, it's microscopic. It's tiny. Everything is so advanced in today's day when it comes to that stuff, but they put a heart monitor inside his chest in order to monitor his heart for the next 3 to 5 years, he told me. And so I was like, that's great. Because they want to monitor it on a regular basis to figure out what's wrong so that they can take steps in order to fix it. And so in a sense, we need to be that heart monitor for ourselves. Like, Lord, where am I at? I mean, we look in there. Let me rephrase that. We look in our hearts and go, okay, what's in there. Lord, show me. He is the heart monitor. He is the one that points things out, that convicts us, that helps us to be more in line with Him rather than with the world, rather than with the enemy, rather than with self. And so these religious leaders, their hearts were far from God. I mean, it was prophesied in Isaiah, but also Jesus says, you know, that they're whitewashed tombs. I mean, the picture there, the illustration is so incredibly clear. It's so clear. They honor me with their lips, but their hearts are what? Far from me. And so we got to be careful, you guys, because we could be honoring God. We could be doing good things for the Lord. And yet, the motivation, the heart behind it, is off. We could be doing good things to be seen, like the religious leaders. We could be saying spiritual things to sound high and mighty spiritually, like the religious leaders. It could be more of a show. We're doing this to impress. We're doing this so you see what I'm doing. Rather than I'm doing this because it's for the Lord. I'm doing this because it's what God wants. I'm doing this because this is the heart of Jesus, and that's the heart that we need. So look within to see what is of the Lord and not of the Lord. And I like what John the Baptist said. I'll just end with this. He must increase, you know, God must increase, and I must decrease. And when we have that heart, God will do great and mighty things with your life. Amen. Well, hey, God bless you guys. I hope you have an amazing Wednesday. Love you guys. I'm praying for you guys. Have a great rest of your day.